He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the October 14th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we have kind of a green start to the screen here. So far today, we have the S&P 500 up about 4 points right now. That puts the index of 500 stocks at 2,007. Oh, the Dow up 14 right now, 17,096. The NASDAQ is up 12 points. That's a quarter of a percent. That puts it at 4,808. Crude oil kind of stuck in the middle here between 40 and 50. It was pushing 50 not too long ago, and it was pushing 40 not too long ago. And right now, it's smack dab in the middle at $46.32, down a little bit today. Gold is making a quiet move here. Maybe we'll take a look at gold at the chart here in a bit, but it's up to 1174. There was a time when it threatened to break down below 1170. It kind of really needs to get through 1,200, however, before most people would really sit up and take notice. The euro against the dollar has been rising here recently as the dollar has been falling with a dovish Fed. The euro is at 1.1418. And we have the 10-year yield also falling with more soft economic reports on the U.S. economy. Is the U.S. economy slowly grinding to a halt? Today, it's retail sales coming in softer than expected. That's about two or three in a row of those soft retail sales reports. The 10-year is at 2.03%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, you know, there has been a lot of news coming fast and furious. Yesterday was another voluminous news day regarding stocks and the economy. And don't forget baseball. A lot of that going on right now. We're having fun. We're trying to stay on top of it all for you. But my takeaway from the Democratic debate and another experience that I had last night is, you know, there's a lot of people that are not happy or have a bit of disdain for corporations, whether it be Wall Street, which seems to be the number one target these days, or whether it be the drug companies, or whether it be Monsanto, or whether it be Starbucks. There seems to be quite a movement, probably bigger than you would realize, that is, you know, anti-capitalism American style, I would suppose you could say. Last night I have a friend in town, the co-creator of the Best Stocks Now app, Douglas Apperly. We're adding a few features. We're trying to put in some custom screens into the app so folks can screen on, for instance, the lowest PEG ratios or the highest PEs or the biggest winners over the last 10 years or the trophy stocks, etc. And you'll see that coming in the coming weeks in the app. But after going to Monday Night Football Monday, we went to the Neil Young concert last night at the UCSD college campus, the arena that holds about 3,000 or 4,000. So my first take is Neil Young's not exactly playing the big houses anymore. I mean, the last time I saw Neil Young was probably 20 years ago. And in fact, when Douglas and I last saw Neil Young, it was at the Fabulous Forum where the Lakers played at that time in Los Angeles. And it was a packed, sold-out audience of 20,000. Well, there was about 3,000 or 4,000 brave and hardy souls. And, you know, his audience is not getting any younger, including myself, you know, and good old Douglas. We saw the first hour and a half of the show. The first thing I'd have to say is as we drove up to the arena, we saw five massive semi-trucks loaded with equipment and gear for quite a small venue. I thought, you know, Neil's really got something to say here tonight. He wants us to get the message. And I saw about five buses, you know, the touring types with the tinted windows. You can't see in. Somewhere in there is a rock star or a roadie or just a band member. One of his band members includes Willie Nelson's son. That was kind of fun to see him. He sat at the piano, got a chance to play a solo, one of his father's songs. And, you know, he doesn't have Willie's voice. There's no way. But the kid, you know, he's okay. He's a good guitar player, better guitar player than he is a singer. And I would say that the first 2 hours went about as I expected. A lot of the old favorites, a lot of acoustic songs backed up by about a four-man band. Then I'd have to say that the last hour, it turned very dark and it became very angry. You know, Neil Young, bless his heart, he left his wife of many years. I believe her name was Peggy. And, you know, he's been hanging around with Daryl Hannah. And, you know, Daryl Hannah's the one they got to cut out of trees because she's trying to save the earth from a shopping center or something like this. Daryl Hannah's a little bit out there from my perspective. And I think she's dragged Neil just a little bit, not just a little bit, quite a ways. And the last hour was loud, blazing guitars of anger against corporations and Monsanto in particular. Okay, whatever you think about the GMOs and all of this, Neil's not happy about it. And he's written several just angry songs full of swear words and stuff aimed at Monsanto. And he's not happy with Starbucks. Apparently they use GMO coffee, so he won't buy his coffee. I don't know where he gets it, at 7-Eleven or somewhere where they don't use GMO. And you know, lately we've had the attack on the drug companies. I see today that, which one is it? It's Insight is having good phase 3 results for rheumatoid arthritis. How many of you out there have rheumatoid arthritis? How many of you would welcome an effective drug that would help you with your rheumatoid arthritis? Let's not forget that the drug companies do a lot of good, you know. And, of course, the war on Wall Street. And Neil also sang a very angry song called Too Big to Fail. And it just turned very dark all of a sudden. A lot of anger. And I guess somebody yelled at him in between songs, hey, you know, let's just tone down the politics and let's hear Cinnamon Girl or whatever. You know, old man, look at my life. And he turned around and just railed on this guy using expletive deleted. Horrible language. I really was offended. And I think, you know, I think the audience, I noticed by the end of the show, half the audience had gotten up and left. But anyways, there is a war on corporations. And I think if you're in the stock market and investing in companies, you got to at least have some liking for corporations. I'm a guy that follows thousands of them and looks at them on a daily basis. But this is an undercurrent in America right now. Anyways, retail sales soft again, other than the auto parts stores. I recently released an article. It's out there on AutoZone. And I heard Jim Cramer extolling the virtues of AutoZone. I pointed Jim Cramer in that direction about 5 years ago as to AutoZone as one of the great stocks out there. The odds of a rate hike have really diminished here. With this another soft jobs report, boy, I just don't see it happening. In addition to this, we get a soft PPI report. That's like the CPI instead of the consumer price index. It's the producer price index, down 0.5%, showing that America has more issues with deflation right now than inflation. Another reason for the Fed to stand pat. Wells Fargo, I told you the earnings parade was going to start. Get ready. I hear the drummer. I see the baton twirler. Here they come. Next week it will be a full-on parade. But we have Wells Fargo tossing the baton in the air. It comes down. They beat by a little bit. They beat on revenues. Actually, they met earnings, but they beat on revenues. J.P. Morgan comes in a little bit hotter than expected. Insight, again, good phase 3 results for their rheumatoid arthritis drug, in which they're teamed up with Lilly on that one. PNC, another big bank, they beat. A stock that I own, Delta, they beat by 3 cents, and they beat on revenues. Boy, we don't hear that very often, do we? Netflix will report tonight after the close of the market. More bad news out of China. Do we ever get any good news out of China? Well, it's the best stocks now. I guess the best corporations now, Radio Hour 2. Let's take a look at some of the better ones when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do no matter what happens in the market? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the best strategy to prosper in times of turmoil, or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's a great feeling to know that Bill Gunderson is an experienced captain who knows from decades of being at the helm just how to steer around financial storms and maybe even profit during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your supposed financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will evaluate your current positions and rechart a course that might just keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner at a mega big box firm who doesn't even know your name. There is always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Old man, take a look at my life. I'm a lot like you. I've got a recording of that on my iPhone. I leaned over to Douglas last night during the concert. I said, Douglas, the last time we saw Neil Young, we weren't filming it on our iPhones. We didn't even have cell phones. Cell phone was not even a part of the English language. We had pay phones in case something happened if our car broke down on the way home. So anyways, times have changed, and I hope I'm a little bit like my old man. My old man was a hard-working son of a gun, World War II veteran, submarine veteran. I have a picture here in my office of him standing with the three Marlboro men, and they're all posing for him. He knew them because he painted them. He was a commercial artist, my father was, and he was chosen by Leo Burnett Advertising Agency in Chicago to exclusively paint billboards for the Marlboro Men, which are now illegal, obviously. So there's a reason. I mean, we've got to rein in corporations. They shouldn't be allowed to peddle off their products onto people and kill us, you know. I believe in regulations and that kind of thing, but I think corporations do a lot of good also. All right, well, let's look at one now. All right. Oh, by the way, speaking of my old man, well, you know, he started his own company also, very successful company, ended up getting bought out by a publicly traded company. And now my son works with me, so we're kind of a third generation here business, although it's a little different industry here that I'm in. But I sat the boys down the other day. I've got two new college graduates working for me, smart kids and good kids. I call them kids. They're college graduates. They look young to me. And we sat here and they watched me for 2 or 3 hours go through the database with Douglas here, watching also, and said, okay, here's one. It's ranked number 122. Let's look at the chart. We had the computer connected to the big screen TV. And I said, Douglas is pretty sharp at charts. My son is very sharp at technical charts. He's watched me do it for a lot of years. I'm sure Willie Nelson's son, who played piano last night and sang one of his dad's songs, has watched Willie. Probably toured with Willie for many years and probably watched the dad sit down at the piano and write songs, etc. Anyways, they all watched, and I said, what do you think of this one? Okay, this would be an aggressive growth stock here. Chart just looks dead. Yeah, the stock may be undervalued, and it may have had some great past performance, but I just don't see that catalyst right now. I don't see that need to really jump in and pick up something. And we went through, you know, 2 or 3 hours worth, and I found one that I really liked after all of that time. And after they left the room, you know, I bought it. But I try to teach them when I can, pull them aside. You know, I could probably teach them more in 2 or 3 hours than they could learn in a year at the local college, you know, teaching about economics or whatever. So anyways, when people ask about, well, what's your plan, Bill, if you ever hang it up? Well, I don't plan on hanging it up, number one. They're going to have to drag me out kicking and screaming. I love what I do, but I also have some sharp people here that work with me and assist me in what I do. And I do everything I can to share my knowledge and my insights on the market. We all get together a couple times a week around the big conference room table and discuss things in the economy and what my what I'm observing and whatnot. And so that's a good place. It's a good atmosphere here that we have. Anyways, let's get to a good corporation, a good company, a good stock. And now you might want to vilify Delta Airlines for burning all the fuel and jet fuel and, you know, carbon emissions and whatnot. But Neil Young, you showed up with 5 semi-trucks carrying your equipment and 5 tour buses, and I don't think they're running on biodiesel. I didn't see that, and I know you're a big biodiesel guy and everything, but in the end, you're showing up in big trucks that will crisscross the country for the next several weeks while you're on tour. I like Neil Young. You know, I think he's one of the most prolific writers. He's certainly written a lot of music. I mean, he's right up there with Bob Dylan and some of the others. Delta Airlines is the stock I want to talk about, however. Delta Airlines is a company that's headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia. That's their hub, baby. You go down to that Atlanta airport, and Delta is king. Delta's a $37 billion company. Atlanta's got some very good stocks, some very good companies that are headquartered in Atlanta. We're heard every day in Atlanta. I have a lot of friends in Atlanta, a lot of clients in Atlanta, a lot of listeners in Atlanta. Well, those Delta Airlines flying over your head, and that corporation has been a pretty good to its investors over the years. Over the last 5 years, believe it or not, Delta, DAL, on the New York Stock Exchange has tripled the returns of the S&P 500. Would you be happy with that? That's pretty good. Over the last 3 years, Delta's been on a tear. You know what? I can remember the day, like a decade ago, I wouldn't touch an airline stock. There's no way. They continued to lose money until about the Great Recession, 2008, 2009. Delta got down to $3 a share, and now it's climbed all the way back to $48 per share. That's some pretty good numbers. Delta's up 56% over the last 12 months. The market's up 6.9%. Now, when we take a look at the valuation, and don't forget Delta was one of the companies reporting today, Delta beat by 3 cents, and they beat on revenues. That's a line we don't hear very often, and they beat on revenues. That's the top line sales. That's ticket sales, cocktail sales, movie sales, blanket rentals, whatever. That's revenue coming into the company. Well, Delta's currently trading at 8.5 times forward earnings. That's a single-digit forward P.E. ratio. Delta's been growing their earnings by 40% per year over the last 5 years, which makes that 8.5 forward P.E. or forward P.E. ratio look pretty doggone cheap. In addition to this, Delta is expected to grow by 21% per year over the next 5 years, meaning it has a PEG ratio of 0.39. Out of the 4,157 stocks, ETFs, mutual funds, inverse funds, currencies flying around in my database, Delta comes in at number 43. And it's a stock that I own in my growth and income portfolio because it also pays a dividend of about 1.1%. Delta is not a recommendation. Delta is an example of what I consider to be a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, retail sales come in soft again. You know, I just think that there's increasing evidence that the U.S. economy, which has been expanding for the last 6.5 years, leading me to be a raging bull for the last 6.5 years, is beginning to grind to a halt. We've seen Mr. Bernanke, former Fed chairman, saying that, you know, monetary policy has gone as far as it can go. We need some stimulative fiscal policy, which is not going to happen. We've had some pretty soft retail sales reports here recently. If the U.S. economy were not grinding to a halt, we would have had an interest rate hike a long time ago by our friends at the Fed, who continue to maintain a zero interest rate policy. And I've continued to ask the open-ended question, what happens if we go into another recession? What does the Fed have in its chamber? It has an empty chamber with no bullets to fire and an economy that's starting to shrink. And I think Mr. Bernanke is also kind of hinting that in the back of his mind, saying, you know, guys, I don't think you should be sitting at zero interest rates right now. We should have had a little bit of normalization by now, but the Fed is between a rock and a hard place. It's hard for them to raise interest rates when the global economy, namely China, is slowing down, and many of our trade partners like Canada and Europe are also slowing down considerably. That leads to the one strategy that I've laid out in this market is you've got to buy superior companies that are doing better than a sluggish economy. We talked a little bit about the odds of a rate hike now being almost zero, I would think, between now and the end of the year, and I don't know that I see one on the horizon at all. We'll just have to see. There's no inflation out there. PPI comes in negative 0.5%. That earnings parade is beginning. Here they come marching down the street. The first line has just passed. We're going to have 35 companies from the S&P 500 report before this is all over this week. And we've got some more today. We got earnings from JP Morgan. Nothing exciting, nothing bad. Wells Fargo, nothing exciting, nothing bad. PNC Bank. Delta comes in hotter than expected. Bank of America beats by 4 cents. Let's see how Bank of America, a stock that I do not like whatsoever. I think it's not a good growth stock. Made some major mistakes back in 2000, 2008. Yeah, I mean, that's a dead chart there on Bank of America. You know, I recognize they went from $2 back in 2009 to the current $15. But let's not forget that they were a $45 stock back in 2008. They've only recovered back to $15. They're still down $30 per share pre-Great Recession. What else do we have? Gold has quietly been moving up. Let's just take a real quick look at a gold chart here. Yeah, you know, that looks pretty good. That's worthy of definitely keeping your eye on that. And gold, I believe, is making its move because of a dovish Fed, which puts pressure on the U.S. dollar, and it also puts pressure on interest rates, which remain very, very low. And you do have a rally in gold here. Oh, you've got a rally of about, 6 or 7% in the last 2 or 3 months, but it is something to be watched. Because if the doomsayers are right, and they probably will be right at some point in time, this is a very unsustainable debt load that America has. Everybody's telling me to eat sustainable fish, only eat fish from sustainable stocks, and only buy plants that are sustainable, and buy grass-fed beef because that's sustainable. Everybody's forcing me to be sustainable. What about $18 trillion in debt? Is that sustainable? Why don't you practice what you preach? Don't be a hypocrite. Don't point your finger at me. Don't point your finger at a poor family with 6 children driving an SUV, Neil Young, when you're driving 6 semi-trucks and 6 tour buses. I still like Neil Young, but I'm just saying, you know, look, There's two sides to every story. All right, here's probably an unpopular stock I'm going to talk about, but it's been a winning stock for investors, and it's one that I continue to own. This is not going to make the vegans happy. This is one in Minnesota. Austin, Minnesota. We're heard in St. Paul, Minneapolis every single day. Man, we talk to people from Minnesota all day long. I love talking to the folks from Minnesota. What great people. Anyways, we've got a company back there by the name of Hormel Foods. Think bacon. Wake up and smell the bacon in the morning. They process meat and food products such as pork, turkey, and shelf-stable foods for the retail and food service markets. I don't know if Hormel treats their pigs with kindness. I don't know how they slaughter their pigs. I don't know if Chipotle would use Hormel-raised pigs. I know Chipotle recently pulled carnitas from the menu because they weren't being nice to the pigs. Well, Hormel, I don't know if they're nice to the pigs or not, but they've been nice to investors over the years. And you might scratch your head and say, I didn't know that. Really? Hormel? H-R-L? But I'm a vegan. Well, okay, then don't buy it. I mean, some people have moral issues with cigarette stocks or alcohol stocks or maybe even a meat processor. I don't know. Over the last 10 years, Hormel Foods has tripled the returns of the market. I don't think investors are having a problem with Hormel, H-R-L. And if bacon's not your thing, bacon's not your thing. I prefer sausage myself. Hormel, over the last 5 years, has delivered 26% per year, while the market's delivered 11. You know what? Every restaurant I go to nowadays, if you don't have something wrapped in bacon, you're just not hip. It could be dates wrapped in bacon. It could be a cheeseburger with six slices of bacon. We've got a place here called Carnitas Snack Shack that makes like a pork sandwich that's loaded with bacon. You know, bacon is everywhere. Bacon seems to be the thing. They're coating it in chocolate. They're candy coating it. I had a wedge salad the other day with candied bacon on top. It was delicious. Really nice stuff. I know you shouldn't eat bacon every single day. It's probably not good for the arteries and this kind of thing. Moderation and everything. But this has been a very nice stock. Over the last 12 months, Hormel's up 30%. The market's up 7%. I own it in my growth and income accounts because it pays a dividend of 1.5%. 1.5% dividend yield on Hormel, H-R-L. Which again is a large cap company at $17.2 billion. I've even seen deep fried bacon at the fair. Well, they'll deep fry Twinkies, they'll deep fry Snicker bars. I even saw them. The best one I saw was a can of Slim Fast that they deep fried. Not the can, but they poured it in there somehow. They made a reservoir and then deep fried it. Now, I like that Slim Fast. That way, Slim Fast is also good with a cheeseburger. It's delicious. Anyways, Hormel is also a fairly inexpensive stock. It's never been that inexpensive, though, because it's one of those superior performers. It doesn't have a real favorable pig ratio. There's a little bit of fat in this bacon here. But having said that, I still have a target price of about $98 per share 5 years down the road, and the stock's currently trading at 65, and it's been hitting new highs recently. So even in a sideways market, which has gone nowhere this year, which is about down 2 or 3% since the beginning of the year, Hormel has been hitting new highs as recently as just 2 days ago. I have 4,157 stocks in my database, and we're adding them all the time. We just added a bunch of long, short, market-neutral mutual funds. Definitely worth the look. You can click on, go to sectors and click on mutual funds, and you'll see our top-ranked mutual funds. And a lot of them are these long, short funds, which do what I do. There's nothing wrong with having a little bit of short side to the market. My short side's doing pretty well today. I have SH on the S&P 500. The S&P 500 is down 7, and I'm up 7. So, you know, edging. Anyways, I do like Hormel. It's the best stock now. It's not a recommendation, but it is a very good example of a best stock now from the Best Stocks Now app. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do no matter what happens in the market? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the best strategy to prosper in times of turmoil, or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's a great feeling to know that Bill Gunderson is an experienced captain who knows from decades of being at the helm just how to steer around financial storms and maybe even profit during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your supposed financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will evaluate your current positions and rechart a course that might just keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner at a mega big box firm who doesn't even know your name. There is always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
I've been in the right place, but must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but it must have used the wrong car.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, one of the pieces of advice that I've given over the years here as a portfolio manager is I never make any one position. Now, and I'm not talking about mutual funds. Mutual funds are a different animal. Mutual funds already inherently have diversification. They have many positions within the mutual fund. Most positions within a mutual fund are maybe 2-3% of the overall portfolio. Well, when I construct portfolios here at Gunderson Capital Management, whether it's the aggressive growth, whether it's the moderate risk, whether it's the conservative, or whether it's the growth in income, I try to keep my positions at about 3-2.5-4%, somewhere in there. So if any one stock all of a sudden has a controversy, I have one that has a controversy today. I'll go into it here in a minute. But if you limit your position to 2.5-3% of your portfolio, you can't get, even if that stock gets cut in half, which this one isn't, it's down about 20%, something like that, it doesn't have that big of an impact on your overall portfolio. Secondly, I have a hedge in place. I currently have an inverse position on the financial stocks, which are coming under a bit of fire politically right now. So that also helps offset this stock, which is having a tough day. Bank of the Internet is a San Diego company that all of a sudden today, out of nowhere, just out of the blue, is getting hit. There's an article in the New York Times. So what happens when one of your stocks, even if it's only a 2 or 3, it's still painful, is getting hit? Number one, get to the bottom of it. Bank of the Internet let a guy go. He's not a happy employee being let go, and he's turned them in, claiming all kinds of violations of this and that. You can read the article in the New York Times. Bank of the Internet has been one of the top-performing bank stocks in the entire market. But in a federal lawsuit filed on Tuesday, this is by a former disgruntled internal auditor at the bank, he contends that Bank of the Internet was cutting corners as it grew at a rapid pace. Well, you have to take this with a grain of salt, you know, until we get to the bottom of it. This is a former employee that's not happy. The auditor, Matt Earhart, said in a suit that he was fired after revealing what he believed to be wrongdoing at the bank to federal regulators. See, these are all very caustic types of allegations and words. But keep in mind, it's a former employee that's disgruntled. The complaint filed in federal court in the Southern District of California said the Bank of the Internet violated federal laws that seek to protect whistleblowers. And his attorney says, this is the most egregious conduct I have seen. Now, attorneys are kind of known for making bold statements. This is the most egregious conduct I have seen from a publicly traded company. Meanwhile, the CEO of the bank, Gregory Garenbrandt, says that all of these allegations are groundless. The factual inaccuracies are numerous and substantial. Mr. Earhart has made all of these allegations in great detail to federal regulators who have reviewed them in depth and have found them to be wholly without merit. Well, nonetheless, you now have a controversy. And people, a lot of times, shoot, you know, they fire before even trying to figure out what's going on. Just run, flee from the stock. I say let it settle out here. It's only a 2.5%, 3% position. It's been a very good performer over the years. It's not unusual for a disgruntled person, one person, to make all kinds of inflammatory claims against a company or against somebody else. It happens all the time. That's life. And this seems to be the case here. It'll all sort itself out. It'll all work its way out. Somehow they'll eventually get to the truth. I would think that this is a company that goes through audits all the time and is highly, highly regulated and watched by the regulators. Nevertheless, the stock is down right now. Am I going to just sell it and dump it and get out? Well, not yet. Let's see. Let's give it a day or two. Let's see where the dust settles here. But this does happen in the stock market from time to time. When the market goes down through a 12 or 13% correction like we've seen recently, portfolios go down. It's funny how that works. It's funny how there's a correlation between the market. Well, Bill, don't best stocks now go up when the market goes down? Sometimes. But most of the time, 80% of the movement in a stock is linked to market movement. You've seen it on a day when the market's down 127 points or 300 points and they show a heat map. It's all red. Almost all 500 stocks are red, even the good ones. You're still subject to market behavior. So there's just a couple of lessons there that you might find valuable, because if as long as you're in the market, you will have a stock that all of a sudden is involved in a controversy. It's just a matter of time. And that's why you don't want to have all your eggs in one basket. You don't want to have all your eggs in one sector. And you want to have maybe a hedge in place from time to time when the market gets a little bit squishy. Anyways, we're GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. You can sign up for my newsletter, which I send out every week. Come rain or shine. Come correction or rally, come bear market or bull market, and we try to point you in the best areas of the market, whether it's long or short. Nothing wrong with hedging your portfolio a little bit. And if you like our style of management, if you have a different style that you're not happy with that's being employed in your portfolio, if your guy maybe is not as conscientious and proactive and things like this, which I hear a lot in this industry, why not give us a call? We're 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Anyways, GundersonCapital.com. We'll send out the newsletter. I begin work on it. Gosh, is this Wednesday already? Oh, my gosh. We'll be sending out the newsletter. I'll be starting on the newsletter tomorrow. I'll be updating my S&P 500 numbers, because by this weekend, 35 companies will have reported on the S&P 500. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.